QGN Community Cast is brought to you by Tweaked Audio, makers of some of the best and most reliable earbuds on the market. If you're looking for a pair of quality earbuds, head on over to tweakedaudio.com and punch in the code Off the Record to save 33% off your order.
West Gaming Network is proud to present the QGN Community Cast.
Hello, and welcome back to your QGN Community Cast, the place where the show's made up and the notes don't matter. This episode is episode number 13, recorded on Sunday, December 23rd, 2012, the Christmas edition. I'm your host and community manager, Fred.
And I'm your assistant community manager, Mandel.
So, Mandel.
Yes.
We've had a couple big things going on lately, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Fred.
For instance, the whole debacle with our forum host deciding that they were going to barricade me from logging into our forums. And this is a true story where I was at work one day and I tried to log into our forums. It wouldn't let me. I didn't think anything of it. I just figured maybe our host was having a server issue. Then the next day was Sunday, so I'm at home. I'm playing some Guild Wars and I decide I'm going to check out our forums. I go to log in, and it says, access denied. You do not have permission to log into this forum. So, I frantically search my email inbox and notice that I have an email from our host, and they shut down my account and part of our forum because we were ending up on blacklists for sending out mass amounts of emails to people. And I investigated it. And it turns out that our spammers that were registering on our forums actually got so bad that our forums were sending out about 5,000 emails an hour.
Oh.
So we got blocked. And it was bad enough to the point where when they actually opened up access for me, they took it away about 15 minutes later because our forums were still sending out those kind of emails.
Now, was it only your access or...
I'm not sure because you said that you didn't try to log in during that time, but I know the users were actually able to log in. So I don't know. Whatever they did blocked me, at least, as the head admin for being able to get in there.
Oh, well. If it was just you, they made the right decision.
Hmm. Yeah, you're probably right. But I know for a fact I was in Guild Wars at the time, and when I mentioned to ZZ Corrode that I couldn't get into the forums, he told me that he was just on there. And that he was still logged in. So it was still letting users... Users were able to use the forum, so I don't imagine that anybody noticed anything was amiss. So that just seemed to be something that was going on my end. But after a lengthy discussion with the host, we came to the conclusion that I needed to close the activation feature. Because no matter what security features I was installing, no matter what I was changing, the spam bots were just finding a way to get through and register. In the forum, there's no way just for me to disable the email that tells people you've been registered, you need to wait for an admin to activate your account. So my only two options were either just open up registration so people would be instantly activated or turn off registration. And I went with the latter of the two because I don't want people registering on our forums and spamming our boards again.
Oh, that's happened in the past.
Yeah, that's the original reason that we moved to the administration-controlled approvals. Because the spammers register, and then they come on and start, you know, spamming their advertisements for mail enhancements and weight loss programs. God. Yeah, we get all kinds of spammers on there. There was actually a spammer on there at one point advertising for people to buy gold in World of Warcraft. And it's some
actually
kind
that doesn't surprise me, really.
Well, it's some kind of bot that they use that just pops in there and spams.
Yeah.
And the weird part was that the spammers were actually courteous enough to use the right category on the forums. Like, if they were posting about a game, they would spam and that game's board. And if they were posting about, you know, male enhancements, they would post on our off-topic section. But if we allowed that kind of stuff on our forums, they were at least doing it in the right category. But, you know, obviously we don't allow that, so forum activations are closed, but that does not mean that you cannot join our forums. If you're interested in having an account on our Quest Gaming Community forums, just please send us an email to qgncommunity@gmail.com. Tell us what you would like your username to be and your email address.
Yes.
And we'll get you set up.
And we'll love you forever.
Yeah, it's unfortunate we have to do it this way, but it's either this or we're not going to have any forums because our host isn't going to tolerate us sending out 5,000 emails an hour. They pretty much told me that if I didn't do something to fix it this time, then they were just going to have to keep our forums disabled because they themselves were starting to end up on blacklists across the internet where certain servers wouldn't accept emails from them anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was getting way out of hand. But we managed to, you know, pour the water on that fire. And the resolution kind of sucks, but, you know, just we'll try to keep it as pain-free as possible for you. Send us an email with your desired username, your email address, and any type of first name or whatever you want to be registered as, and we'll email you back when we get you activated. We'll give you, like, a temporary password, and you'll have the power to go in there and change your password all on your own. We're going to try to keep it as pain-free as possible, but this is what we need to do, at least for the foreseeable future.
I mean, if I was on the outside looking in, I'd see that as the best solution, too. So, I mean, I completely agree with the decision.
Yeah, well, that's what we got to do for now. And it isn't just me. Mandel's going to be helping me out, get new people set up. I'm going to show them what to do, so we'll make it quick and easy for you. You should be activated within 24 hours of sending us the email.
Yes.
Which is actually faster than it was before, because now we'll actually be getting an email to our community address from you. We won't have to sort through 5,000 spammer accounts and possibly delete you. It'll work out better for you this way anyway. So let's move into a little bit more happier news. And Mandel, what do we have going on in the Guild Wars 2 front?
All right, guys, we need your help. We're recruiting for the Quest Legion Guild on Guild Wars 2. Yeah, you guys need to get on there and switch to that server. That's the server we're using, Yak's Bend.
Yeah, let's highlight that right now. Crystal Desert is no longer our official QGN server for Guild Wars 2. We've changed servers. We're all on Yak's Bend. If you're already in the Quest Legion, just change your home server. It's free right now. You won't lose anything. You'll just be over there with the guild.
Yes.
The only downside is that everything that we unlocked already, we lost because it's basically like starting with a fresh guild. But I have my character there. I've changed mains, which I'm going to get into a little bit later. But I have my character there. I'm working on building up the points to unlock stuff. And we've got a couple unlocks already, but we need some more active people there. I know ZZ already moved over. Lou moved over tonight. We need Vector and our other officers to get over there, and then we'll be good to go.
Yep.
So, Mandel, let's move into what we've been up to this week.
Yes.
Want to start us off?
Oh, no problem. So, yeah, me and Fred have been working on some new computers here, and I must say, they are pretty beast. You want me to go ahead and get into some of the specs of it, Fred? Or?
Oh, feel free.
All right, so we got 4.0 8-core processors in these things. Got 32 gigs of RAM, 4 terabytes of hard drive space. And is there anything else I'm leaving out here?
NVIDIA 660 Ti graphics card.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, the best PC you could possibly buy. And Fred and I are actually looking up some other companies.
Well, you should say, Mandel, pretty much the best PC that you can buy without spending $1 million. Because, you know,
right.
there's better options out there, but not for the kind of money that we were willing to pay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The best you could buy, because above that, you got to pretty much give an arm and a leg. I mean, that's, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, because you know we're going to get some email from somebody going, well, I have an Intel 10-core processor and 10 terabytes. No, whatever's after a terabyte. I have a 45 gigabyte hard drive. And my video card is an NVIDIA 88888. You just know, as soon as you start talking computer specs, somebody's going to have to rain on your parade and send you an email saying that their computer is better because they spent $10,000 on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what Mandel means to say is that we built possibly the best computer that you can build without spending a bajillion dollars. And the specs on it are far better than most companies that specialize in gaming PCs that you can pre-build.
Yep. I mean, we looked at, like I said, we looked at Alienware, and what's that other company?
Doghouse,
that's right. They wanted about $4,000 for, and it wasn't even as good. Like, it was just slightly under the performance.
No, Alienware was the $4,000 one. Doghouse was like 22 or 2,500.
No, that's not too bad then.
Well, it was still more than we paid.
I mean, that's still twice the price of what we paid, almost.
Yeah.
So anyway, the grand total of all this came up to about 1,200.
Well, slightly under. I think it was about 1,100.
And some change, you know, tax, and we had some other expenses that, you know, we got to deal with, but...
Yeah. All in all, though, these computers are perfect for what we need them for.
Oh, yes.
They're way better than the computers we had before this.
Yeah, a lot better.
So what have you been doing with your new computer, Mendo?
Well, that's the sad thing. I haven't really had a lot of time to be able to play it, but the time I have had with it, I've been playing Guild Wars 2. I've been doing the Christmas event, and that was okay. I wasn't too impressed with it, but it's Guild Wars 2's first Christmas, I believe, so it wasn't bad. I mean, you know, you have like the instance, and you're running through doing all these different Christmas events. Like, you might have to shoot some dolls with these paint guns, like defend some area from those Skrit. It was kind of strange.
Now, I have to say, though, I know you, I don't believe you've ever played Rift.
No, I haven't.
No. Well, Rift has these dynamic events where a Rift will actually open up in the world and things come out that you have to fight them. And that's what those presents reminded me of. When you actually open up the presents, like some random monster comes out of it and you fight them. The monsters in those presents, a lot of times, seemed like they were kind of OP. Like, if you were just adventuring alone, those things were going to steamroll you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, it didn't open until someone clicked it. So if you're dumb enough to click it and you're by yourself, which I did do the first couple times, because I didn't know what it was. I thought I was getting, you know, something out of it. Like, it was a chest or something, and I opened it, and I'm getting bombarded by, like, 10 guys. Yeah, you can't fight those by yourself.
Yeah, but some of the spawn locations aren't that great either. I forget exactly what the location was, but I was playing somewhere in Queensdale on a level 5, and right by the waypoint was one of those presents, and somebody opened it, and every time I would spawn there, these level 7 dolls would just destroy me before I could go anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to, like I said, you're supposed to do it as a group, I think, and I mean, it's kind of unfortunate if someone opens that and they're by themselves, but...
Yeah, but I mean, that one specifically was right by the waypoint. So if you just traveled there, you were getting beat down by them dolls. So they should have moved that one outside of the building.
Oh, I mean, it's like I said, it's their first one. And I could see, now, I don't know about that aspect of it, but as far as the instance that you go to, they moved it to different cities and stuff. I could see every day it would change, and they'd tweak things, you know, to make it like the first day I played it, I didn't play it the first day it came out, but the first day I actually played it, it was kind of mediocre, and then the next day it was like, oh, well, you know, this is a lot better than it was yesterday. So I don't know if they changed anything as far as they were listening to feedback, but it did change, and it got better every time. And I noticed it also started to get a little harder, too. There were some parts that were brutal.
Yeah, see, I didn't come into the event until after the midway point, and it seemed like those mobs were always tough for as long as I've been playing it, because I started off doing some of the presents with ZZ. And with two of us, a lot of times we'd open up the presents and we'd get steamrolled. And then ZZ would be like, well, wait here, somebody else is right behind us. Wait and see if they res us.
Yeah, you can't, you don't want to do that. When I'm playing the game, I want to play. You know, I don't got all the time in the world. I want to play. I don't want to lay on the ground.
Well, what I like the most about that game right now is I'm still kind of a noob, because I got Guild Wars 2 when it first came out. Got to level 15 and then took a break. So I really don't know all the systems in the game. Like when one time we were waiting to get rezzed, this character came along behind us and rezzed me first. And then ZZ is telling me, you know, you can rezz me too and get XP also. And see, I didn't know that. So I ran over and started helping rezz him, and he got up twice as fast.
Yeah, the more people that help rezz, the faster it goes, and everybody does get XP. I mean, no matter where you start, like, you could wait till like the last second, you still get some kind of XP. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's different, you know, that I like that about it.
Yeah, and just like when you complete an event, how it pops up a medal and says gold, silver or bronze, that's like straight up out of Rift. When Rift first came out, when you'd complete a Rift, it would give you a rating like that based on your participation. But they ended up changing that, where they don't show you how you rank in Rift anymore, because people were finding ways to exploit it and come out as gold, because it was sort of graded on a curve in Rift, where if one person did a bunch of stuff and they got gold, everybody else would get bronze.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they found a way to tweak that and hide it so you can't tell where you're actually ranking, just you get a certain amount of rewards for doing it.
Wait, I never played that, but I mean, even if they did rip that off, I look at it as, I don't mind when games take things from other games as long as it makes the game better for it, you know?
Oh, definitely. That's the way MMOs work. They feed off of one another to make themselves better games. Could you imagine if no game ever put in any type of looking for group tool after the first one? That would be the only game anybody ever played.
Yeah.
So you've also been playing some Planetside?
Yeah, I played today, and I can't remember if I played yesterday or not. But anyway, yeah, on the new PC, Planetside looks, I want to say it's the best game I've ever seen right now. I have a tendency to say that about things, like this is the best this or that. But as of right now, the way our computers are running this game is absolutely gorgeous. And it's just, I mean, it's so smooth. You know, I turn the motion blur on, so when I'm turning, I mean, you see that too, and it's just, I mean, everything about it just, it looks, at one point, I was telling you, you know, it looked real for a second. So I'm definitely impressed with the way it looks, and I've been trying some different things. I've been trying sniping. I was going to mention that. When you play as a sniper, and you first start out, you know, with the stock rifle, that thing is weak, man. I was playing on the Vanu, and I heard they're supposed to have the most powerful guns, you know, as far as the damage-wise. And it was taking, like, two shots to kill somebody in the head, more than two shots in the body, you know, to kill someone. I'm not used to that. You know, I used to play Battlefield Modern Combat 2 on the Xbox, and I just remember that being a one-shot kill with sniper. You know, you shoot them in the foot, they're dead. You shoot them in the body, they're dead, no matter what. Now, I think that's a little extreme, but at least a headshot should be one-shot kill. Body shots, it should be two shots.
I think that might have to be something that you need to put some cert points into to increase your killability with the headshot.
That's what I was thinking, too. And I was getting kills. Like, you know, if somebody already had damaged somebody, and I took, like, that final shot and killed them. So I was satisfied. But if those things wouldn't have happened, and I'm sitting there pegging somebody over and over again, I think I'd have been a lot more frustrated. So I think that was really just those occurrences making me enjoy that rather than the gameplay of it as a whole. I mean, because that really, I didn't like that. And then I've also been playing as Light Assault lately now instead of Engineer. Because when I'm playing by myself, I don't really like run with any guys anymore, like any people, like in vehicles. So, and I like that stock rifle, so I figured why not just get the maneuverability of the jetpack. And it's been a lot of fun. You can go around by yourself and do some damage to these teams. So I was definitely having fun with that.
Now, I know that you subscribed to the game, but have you actually bought any weapons out of the cash shop yet?
No, I haven't bought any weapons. Just using the cert points to upgrade the stuff I already got. I think the weapons might be a little overpriced. I mean, $7 to get a gun, come on. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah. The only reason I really bought weapons was because I wanted to mirror all of my heavy assaults so they played as closely as possible. You know what I mean? Like, when I jump onto one faction, I want it to feel like my other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, the specs are all different for the faction. So, it's, you know, it's not going to be exactly the same, but I get what you're saying. You know, you want it to be as close as possible.
Yeah. Well, I got them pretty similar. It seems like the Vanu guy, though, it takes a lot less shots with his guns than it does with the other two. The NC guy feels like he's the weakest. Like, I think I got to shoot somebody two or three extra times to kill him as opposed to even my TR guy.
Now, see, when I went on the Guild Wars, Planet Side 2 website, they have instructional videos. And somebody was showing off the three guns, and he said that the TR actually have the weakest in damage. And this is coming from the website, you know, Planet Side 2 website.
Well, that could be, you know, they could be comparing different classes, maybe snipers or anything. But I know as far as my heavy assault guy goes, it could just be the players I was facing. But I know on my TR guy, well, then again, it could be because my TR guy is my highest battle rank guy, and I have some cert points into his gun. But I know on the NC guy, I can empty almost on some people and barely damage them. I actually walked up behind somebody one time and shot them three times with my pistol, and they didn't even die. And with my TR guy, if I shoot them twice with my pistol, they're dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Pistols always seem weak to me.
Well, that's if I get right up behind them and basically shoot them in the head with my pistol. They die with two shots.
How are you getting behind these guys like this? That's what I want to know.
Well, I watch and see where the snipers are hiding. Like, I got into one scenario one time where, you know how the rocks sometimes make like a bridge and then there's a way to go under them?
Yeah.
In the landscape? Well, our guys were taking vehicles underneath along that road that runs underneath the bridge. And then snipers were taking out our ground units. And the snipers were posted up on top of the bridge. So I went the long way around and I climbed up the rocks and got up behind the snipers. And they're down there looking through their scope. They didn't even see me. I just pulled out my pistol and shot them twice in the head and they were dead. And the funny part was there was like three of them in a row. And I shot the first one. The other two didn't move. I shot the second one. The third one didn't move. And the third one, I didn't even bother with my pistol. I equipped my auto rifle and just shot him a bunch of times.
I'm surprised you didn't knife these guys.
I didn't want to risk it. Because I'm not really sure how much damage my knife is going to do.
If it's anything like Call of Duty or any of the other games that have a melee like that, it should be a one-shot thing. I've never done it, so I don't know. But I've accidentally meleeed teammates like that, and it hasn't killed them. So maybe it's a reduced damage on that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I never get that close.
I just assume that the knife is for if a guy has one bar of health left and he jumps in front of you, he's got a gun and you're reloading. You just hit the middle mouse button and knife him. Take him out. And truthfully, that knife gets utilized so often that it's just not even thought of. My first thought is if I'm reloading and somebody comes in front of me, I pull out my pistol and start shooting. I don't even think to use the knife.
Wait a minute. You just said the knife gets used so often.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. It gets used so often that it doesn't even pop into my mind.
Okay.
In other words, I don't use it at all.
Ah.
It came out exactly how I meant it, Mandel.
Sorry, I'm a little tired.
Yeah, it's all right. I know you've been sick lately, too.
Yeah.
But I still beat you and made you record with me.
Nah, man, you know, it's always a good time. But yeah, I've been sick, you know, working where we work, outside, all the time. It doesn't help, you know. Nope. I've been drinking plenty of OJ.
Gross. Oh, so, man. Been into Assassin's Creed again?
I'm just going to read this exactly how it's written in the show notes. Assassin's Creed 3 on Xbox is officially terrible. That game... Okay, not even that game. That console is becoming close to dead for me, man. You know, not to alienate anybody that plays that. You know, I am an Xbox guy at heart. But, man, those graphics are terrible, man. Because, you know, with the graphics cards we got, I actually got a free copy of Assassin's Creed 3. You know, and I'm like, well, I already have the game, but I'll see how it looks. You know, I figured it might be a port or something. So I loaded it up, and the game looks amazing. It looks beautiful. And I didn't think it was going to be that much of a difference. So today I went on the Xbox, and I'm like, you know, how does this look? It's been a while. It's been about 2 weeks, and I haven't even touched it. It looks awful. It really does. I mean it. It looks awful. And it takes forever to load. The game froze. You know, I mean, it's just bad, man. I mean, you know.
It looks like Oblivion on Xbox.
Pretty much. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, this game looks amazing. I mean, the cutscenes looked amazing to me. But after going on the PC, I've never seen graphics like this. So to go back, it's like night and day. So, yeah, I'm joking when I say it's terrible. Obviously, I do love Xbox, but they have a long way to go. And I hope the next generation consoles, if I do decide to get them, they step their game up with this hardware.
It's just so funny to me because every step of the way when we were building that new computer, all you were doing was complaining about the price of all these new pieces. I can't believe I got to spend this much for that. I can't believe this costs that. My gosh, every time I turn around, I got to pay more money for this computer to work right. And then, once it's all together, this computer's sick. This was all worth it. You were totally right, Fred.
The final product. That's what it was all about, man.
Yeah, I remember I was in another room of my house, and you were in my computer room testing out your new tower once I finally got the last piece and it was all together. I'm across the house, and I hear Mendel go, "This looks sick!"
That was right about the time when I've never experienced anything like that. It was about 2 seconds, and it was just like it looked real. Okay, I mean, I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was on foot with something. I mean, you know, obviously the guns and everything looks sci-fi, but when I was looking out at something.
What you were doing, Mendel. You were playing a Van Nu sniper, and you were hiding behind some rocks trying to pick off the TR guys that were inside of a building. And there was a whole war going on everywhere around you.
Yeah, Fred comes right back in the room, and I had to lean back in the chair and just look at it because I'm looking around. I mean, you got infantry on the left just shooting at the enemy on the right. You got planes flying and just shooting stuff on the ground. You got tanks coming in from the side. I mean, it just looked that looked like a straight up war. It looked like war. I've never seen that. They don't have experiences like that on the Xbox. You know, the largest game I think on the Xbox right now, as far as multiplayer, is like 20 or 12 on 12. That's bad, you know, and that was good, you know, for a while. But, you know, you're playing 200 on 200 on 200 on Planetside. I mean, that does not compare in any way.
No, Planetside is definitely one of a kind right now.
Yes.
But I had somebody that's in this Skype call send me a gift copy of Chivalry Medieval Warfare.
Yes.
And this game is like a very low-budget medieval Planetside.
No.
It feels like they built it on the Oblivion engine.
It looks better than that. Come on, give the game some credit.
No, it doesn't really look better than that. But this game plays very, very interestingly.
Yes, it does.
And I'm glad that I played Planetside because that was my first real first-person shooter. And I learned a lot of controls that still apply in that game, like pressing shift to run and control to crouch. That information has come in handy a lot.
Yeah. So far, all the shooters I've played on the PC, that seems to be the universal control scheme. You know, shift, sprint, control, crouch, and, you know, you aim normally and WASD and all that. I mean, it all seems like it's just a universal control scheme, and it's really the best, in my opinion.
But Chivalry Medieval Warfare takes it a step further, where you can also roll the mouse wheel back to do an overhead attack, or you can roll it forward to try to stab somebody. And in addition to that, you can even press the F button and kick somebody. And see, I was in there for a little while, probably 30 minutes or less, and I did a battle, and it was pretty cool, hacking people's limbs off and stuff. But I just feel like people are made of paper in that game. Like, they can't take any hits at all. And even in real life combat, if that was real life, they'd be able to take more hits than they actually can because those people are wearing chain armor. If you hit chain with the blade, it's going to be able to take one or two hits. There's a lot of times, though, you'll just hit somebody once in the body and they're dead. You cut somebody's arm off and they just fall over dead. I think it should put some type of a buff on you. Like, did you ever have it in Guild Wars 2? When you go down and you fight for your life and then you'll get up with that vengeance buff on you for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, you live for a few extra seconds and get to keep fighting. I think if somebody cuts your arm off, you should have like some desperation state for 5-6 seconds where you get to keep attacking with one arm until you finally bleed out and die.
I don't know. That'd be interesting. I mean, you have to switch hands. Like, if you got your right arm cut off, you might have to switch to your left and use a blade that way or something. But I don't see why they couldn't do that.
Pull out your secondary weapon and start using that.
Oh, yeah. You could do that, too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And then I noticed that game, whatever engine they built it on is incredibly buggy because I had one point where I was dead and it was doing the countdown to my respawn and my dude just stood back up and I was able to run around but I couldn't attack anybody. People were running after me trying to kill me but I was already dead. I had like an arrow all the way through my head and I'm just running around.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was like ridiculous. And it does look kind of like Oblivion. It's not much better than that graphics-wise, but the gameplay is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, now, when you were playing that, you were playing something. You said you could respawn?
Yeah, when you get killed, you respawn automatically after 15 seconds.
See, the very first game I played on there, it was pretty much you die and you're dead for that entire round. And that was interesting. You had to actually use a lot more tactics. You couldn't just run out there and try, you know, just sword swinging like crazy. I mean, you had to use cover because people are shooting at you with arrows. And I mean, if you die, you're done. Like, you just look at your character or you can spectate. So I think that was, you know, a lot more tactical you had to be.
What's interesting to me is that you actually seem to host the games on your own computer because it gives you the option to create your own game and then people join it from there. So it seems a lot more land-based. And then by using weapons, you actually unlock the ability to use other weapons of that same category.
Huh.
I'm getting pretty close to being able to unlock my next set of weapons from my, I think I'm infantry or man-at-arms or something like that. I'm the heavy-arming guy heavy armor guy that uses the halberd and wears a
helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Stabbing people from afar, but the weapon's so slow, if I stab at somebody and I miss, they usually kill me before I can even pull it back and block.
Yeah, combat's definitely interesting. I really enjoy, you know, the blocking system, and you have to time it. You can't just sit there and hold it. If you have a shield, you can, but there's ways around that, too. I was pretty impressed with that. I think this is something, if we can get a group together, I'd love to play this, you know, with a group of people.
Yeah, same with Planetside, too. You don't happen to know offhand what server TR guys are on, do you?
No.
Well, I know that our NC guys are on the Jaeger server. So if you guys haven't made an NC character yet, make it on Jaeger, and we'd be happy to play with you guys.
Yeah, same here. I'm always looking to play any of these, you know. I'm down to play anything.
Yeah, and then obviously our Vanu are on the QGN Vanu server, even though we rarely play that faction.
That's the one I've been playing, the sniper. I've been trying to level that. That's my lowest guy, though. I just got him to rank 5 just now. So, well, I mean, today.
Yeah. Well, typically when we play Planetside, we like to play it together. And Tuesday was really cool because we actually got Vector to play with us.
Yes, Vector. And he is cool. He knows a heck of a lot more than we do.
Oh, yeah. Vector's good people, man. Shout out to you, Vector. It was great playing Planetside with you.
Yes, it was.
And it was funny because he sent me a message on Steam and he's like, are you on playing Vanu? And I'm like, nah, man. I'm like, I seldomly play Vanu. And he's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm not even playing yet. And he's like, come on, man. I'm just trying to play with my friend. And I was like, all right.
Aww.
I'm like, do you want to come play NC with us on some server? And he's like, yeah. Because I already had my Vanu guy made, and I have my TR that's my main right now. And so we all picked a server, we made some NC guys, and we played together for probably a couple hours.
Yeah, at least 2.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah, it was. The first wave that came in, though, kind of sucked because the TR were steamrolling us with vehicles. Then after we finally took the base and then they were trying to take it back, they came in with ground troops, and that's when it was fun because we were annihilating people.
Yeah, and, you know, when we're playing TR, it does seem like we do a lot of just take – I mean, we take everything. So playing on the other side of that was definitely an eye-opener. I mean, you know, we were getting crushed a little bit there, so it was nice to, you know, make a pushback.
But one of the coolest moments I've ever had in Planetside was when we were playing those NC guys toward the end of our play session. We had a Sunderer right outside one of those lifts, and we kept lifting back up to the top. And the Vanu were all inside trying to protect this base. So we'd lift up there and we'd go there, and it was like old school American Revolution stuff. We were just lining up, and they were lining up, and we're shooting at one another.
I forgot all about that.
People
yeah,
were dropping like flies.
Definitely, you should have switched to medic because I was going through and healing everybody. I mean, that's how I got my guy as high as he was so quick because I was just healing everybody, reviving like crazy. I mean, there had to be like 100 guys just in that little area. I mean, you know, our team in there is combined, but it was a lot. I mean, you just saw bodies all over the ground.
One thing I've noticed, though, Mendel, seems like whatever team we get onto, that team usually always wins whenever we push for something. Because even that major shootout that we had, we eventually took the whole thing.
Well, that's because you and I are the best Planetside players alive.
Oh, you know we're going to get hate mail from Joe now. Just a couple more things that I wanted to mention real quick. On our regular QGN Minecraft server, I successfully built a McDonald's, Mendel.
Now, what do you mean successfully?
Golden arches and all. It looks like a modern McDonald's, like one of those white brick buildings with the glass windows. It's got cash registers, tables inside, even a kitchen in the back.
Wow.
There's no bathroom, though, because Minecraft people don't have to go to the bathroom. Hey, as soon as they give me a toilet and a urinal block, I'll build a bathroom.
Urinal block.
That's the name of this episode now.
Urinal block.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, you know, for anybody out there that takes energy drinks while they're gaming, specifically 5-hour energy, I found a very cheap alternative to that. It's pretty awesome. Hey, I want to mention this because I know some people, yeah, those things are bad for you or whatever.
Poison.
Yeah, exactly, even though you drank one.
Yeah, and it only gave me 4 hours energy, Fred. It's false advertisement.
Whatever. This wasn't a 5-hour energy that you took.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But my point is, for one 5-hour energy priced at Walmart as of yesterday, you pay $2.38. I found an alternative product at Walmart called Eternal Energy, which at least at my Walmart, you find it at the checkout before the register.
That's really false advertising.
Five-hour energy and Eternal Energy, if you compare the supplement facts on there, you will see that they are exactly equal products. Eternal Energy also has things like green tea in it, which 5-hour energy does not, as far as I could see.
Ooh.
Now, Eternal Energy tastes like vitamins. It isn't all sweet tasting like 5-hour energy, but when you take the Eternal Energy, it gives you the same boost, all the same ingredients are in there to wake you up, and this only costs you 88 cents a bottle. So 88 cents versus $2.38. I go in there and I buy a 6-pack for like $4 and some change versus $11 and some change for 5-hour energy.
And just remember, guys, if you go in there and you buy Eternal Energy, for 88 cents, this will not keep you up for the rest of your life. It's only good for 4 hours, not forever.
Yeah. But hey, 4 hours is 4 hours of gaming.
Yes, and it is.
I know that they're not sponsors of us or anything, but I wanted to mention this for anybody else that was drinking 5-hour energy because that stuff gets expensive over time. I only take energy drinks during the weekends on Saturday night so I can stay up and play since I'm off every Sunday. And I find Eternal Energy works just as good and costs about a third the price. So just food for thought.
Yeah. I mean, it works. It does. It did what it was supposed to do, so I don't have any complaints.
Oh, no, definitely not. Quick mention before we move into our main community news that our Minecraft off-the-record RPG server is down for the time being.
What?
Yeah, I know. The update that Minecraft pushed out this last week completely broke everything that Joe's been working for the last 2 months.
Jeez.
And we have no estimated time for it coming back up. Hopefully Joe will be able to get that straightened out, and hopefully it'll happen sooner than later. But I have faith in Joe. He'll be able to get it working again. But it might take some time. Because
yes, and he's working 24 hours a day on this. So.
25.
Yes.
He finds an extra hour with every Eternal Energy he drinks. you know I had to throw that one in there. Okay, so, Mandel, would you please tell people our record times?
Minecraft Off the Record records at 7 p.m. on Sundays live at www.livestream.com/thequestshow. Elder Scrolls Off the Record records on Thursdays. And the next community show will be recorded the weekend of December 28th. And you guys can visit our forums at www.questgamingcommunity.com. And you're highly encouraged to request an account by emailing us at qgncommunity@gmail.com and telling us what you'd like your username to be.
Good. And we have one iTunes review this week, don't we, Mendel?
Yes. This one's from the USA, and it's Scrotto1231. So thank you.
And we also have an email this week from Zach D, a.k.a. Zeke, who wrote, "Hey, guys. Just wanted to say thanks for the great podcasts. Always make work way better. I listen to all your shows, even the Minecraft show, and I don't even own it. Anyway, guys,
I played just about every game you guys talk about. I was interested in what server/factions you guys play on the MMOs, especially SWTOR and Rift. I'm pretty much new to both games, even though I've had them since launch, and was looking for a good server to call home. I also am really looking forward to hearing more about the community Guild Wars 2 guild. As soon as you know what server you're moving to, let me know for sure. Thanks for the great show, guys. You guys are incredible. Hope to see you guys in game.
Well, aww.
Yeah, we always love to see our listeners in game. Well, I think we already covered the Guild Wars 2 thing. And as far as SWTOR is concerned, Empire all the way. I even got Mandel in there briefly, but I'm pretty sure he quit right after.
No, just taking a little hiatus.
Yeah. Well, I guess you never really quit a free-to-play game, right?
Exactly.
And that's on Jedi Covenant server. And as far as Rift is concerned, neither one of us are playing that actively right now. But when I did play it, I was playing Defiant. And I can't even remember what server that was because it's been so long.
Honestly, I've never played that. And it's been so long since the game came out, I don't know if I'll ever will. But, I mean, I might be compelled to. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, definitely thank you for the email, Zach. And we'd love to hear from you again. If you have any more questions specifically about our guild, let us know. We'd be happy to answer them on the show. Hey, Mandel, how can they reach the show and how can they reach us?
You guys can shoot us an email at qgncommunity@gmail.com. Or you can tweet @QuestGaming. And if you want to get a hold of Fred on Twitter, you can tweet @SithLordCorv. Or you can tweet me @_8_strings_. And that's 8 spelled out.
And for our final thoughts, Mandel, what's on your mind? You going to wish people a happy holiday?
Why not? Happy holiday, guys. And happy gaming.
And for my final thoughts, I have something that I'm looking forward to. Mandel, who happens to be a very skilled guitarist, has offered to teach me how to play the guitar.
Yes.
And I am terrible.
You're not that bad for only having 5 minutes total experience on the guitar.
And this wasn't even on a guitar that either one of us owned.
Exactly.
Mandel and I went into a guitar center and straight into the acoustics room, where we sat down and broke the strings on every guitar there.
And I was like, all right, Fred, come on, let's get out of here.
No, he was actually trying to teach me how to play a piece of the music from our community cast, and I was very bad at it. It's probably the song that's playing right now if you're listening to it. So, hopefully I'll get better at that, and hopefully very soon I'll have my own guitar so I can practice at home and not suck.
That's what we're going to try. Oh, we can always just go in the Guitar Center and hold the lessons there.
Yeah, we could. And you figure that would be what most people practically play or pay for lessons, that I'd be spending in gas every day doing that.
I don't know, man. That one guy said he paid $40 a lesson. That's
for half an hour.
Yeah.
I hope you know you're not getting paid. And now it's time to say goodbye, Mendo. All
right, guys. Good night. Happy holidays.
Good night, everyone. And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, even though we'll be talking to you again before New Year if all goes as planned. And remember, the QGN Community Cast is a Quest Gaming Network production and made possible by listeners like you.